You are listening to Wise FM Lunch. It is a sanctified Monday, meaning Sis Corny is joining us as per usual on the show. A very good afternoon to you, Sis Corny. Is it a blessed one? Sis Konza. I don't know. Maybe she can't hear me.
Hello.
Or something. Sis Corny, hey, there you are. There you are. Are you able to hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You can hear me.
Yes,
okay.
Sorry, I think I muted on my side.
It's okay.
Afternoon to you and afternoon to Rise FM listeners, Sissy. Yesterday it was my birthday.
How did I miss that? Oh my God, I feel bad now. Wow, I'm so... Oh, goodness.
Too much.
I'll pay my debt. I will pay my debt. Let's get into today's message. Lift cries above your challenges.
Yeah, because Lily, the book of Philippians emphasizes Jesus' supreme authority, glory, and position of honor over all others, including those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. So it says, God himself, Philippians 2:9-11, exalted his name to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Where? In heaven and on earth and under earth. And every tongue will acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So if you have a problem with substance, remove substance and put Jesus, exalt Jesus above your problem. If it's ill health, put Jesus, exalt Jesus, put Jesus at the center, because he is the only person that God the Father, Abba, gave him authority, supreme authority and glory and a position of honor on everything. So any name, whether your boss is Corny, is giving you problems, exalt Jesus, because your boss is not above Jesus. So what we are trying to say, Lily, is that there will be challenges. The names of those challenges are under the feet of Jesus, because God has exalted Jesus to the position, the higher position of supreme authority. We have challenges, financial problems, Jesus is Lord. We have divorce problems, Jesus is Lord. We have all these social and economic and health problems. But I want to say the reality is we have Christ who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We need to exalt him in all this situation so that we are able to cross over. He is the one that will assist us. He is the one that will help us in our difficulty. We're mentioning Corny in every meeting and in every environment, even in your home, it will not help you. Go and pray and exalt Jesus. Pray and exalt Jesus. Because we also know that God is the one that has created all these people that give us problems, who are able to design every weapon to distract us. But if Jesus is the author and the finisher of your life and is exalted in your life, bazobona lili nje undlula. People will just see you undlula, and they will look at your face. They will not even see wrinkles, because Jesus is exalted in your life. Jesus is everything in your life. So I'm saying, let's exalt Jesus. If we exalt Jesus, then we minimize the problems. We render them useless and ineffective, because Jesus then is above every name. And if we do that, Lily, I'm telling you, I can testify. You are over happy.
Absolutely. Render your problems useless. Pray and exalt Jesus. Thank you so much, Sis Corny. A much needed message, especially for today. Obviously, we kicked out this brand new week. Where else are you celebrating your birthday? Are you done celebrating, or are you one of those people who celebrate the whole month?
I'm celebrating the whole month. The whole month. This month is the whole month.
The whole month is
getting is being born. Is being born.
Right.
Every and open for my presence, for messages.
Oh, yes. Oh,
until
yes.
the end.
Absolutely. You deserve it. Thank you once again for making time for us. This is Koni on a Sanctified Monday today. Don't forget, the message was lift Christ above your challenges. Pray and exalt Jesus and render your problems useless.